We may wonder why the apostles, after all they had experienced, still sometimes doubted, even at the ascension. But then we ask ourselves, why do we, after all the many wonderful experiences of God's love that we've had in our life, why do we sometimes also doubt and worry? Or why is it so challenging in general for Catholics to go out of ourselves and evangelize? Why is it so difficult? Why do we find so many excuses for that? And so why do the stories that we hear during Easter time, what happened to the apostles, what they did, the Acts of the Apostles, all of that, why does all of that feel so amazing and yet so impossible, so remote? Is there a problem? Well, if there is a problem, it is certainly not that we're not trying, because we try, just as the apostles did. The problem is not mere passivity or idleness. The apostles clearly were trying, were leaving everything. They were very generous and, to be fair, they were making great progress. But still something was missing. We try. We believe in God. And we try many things. And perhaps, if anything, that might be at times a problem. That we're trying too many things, that we're too busy. But that we don't necessarily know how. How to go to the next level of love and holiness. At times what's missing is the right direction. And this leads us to our main point. One of the things that St. Augustine emphasized in his Pentecost homilies is this very simple but important idea. What our soul is to the different parts of our body, that is the Holy Spirit to the different parts of the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit really is the soul of the church. The Holy Spirit is the soul of our soul. And when a person ignores that he or she has a soul, as many people do, then one of the first consequences is lack of direction. Not necessarily doing nothing. Maybe trying to do too many things and doing at times bad things. It is forgetting what really matters. When a believer forgets the soul of the church, when we forget, practically speaking, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we also lack direction. Then we get confused. Then it is so hard to discern and know what's really essential. And then we just get busy and worried and distracted. So while the disciples were really trying, and while we rejoice seeing their generosity, still something was lacking until they received the Holy Spirit. They knew Jesus, obviously. They knew the Father. They knew the law. They were trying their best. But something was missing until they freely and generously received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that marked a significant change in their lives. Not that they became perfect in everything, but something important changed. Just as the Lord said to them, "Peace be with you, receive the Holy Spirit," so the Lord is saying to each one of us here and now personally, "Peace be with you, receive the Holy Spirit." And perhaps this is exactly what we need, because it might be precisely what we lack. We know God. We believe in God. We love the Lord. We're trying. We all try. But are there not some times in which things just don't really make sense to us. We feel this deficit, this lack of coherence. We all know that there are certain bad things, sins, or imperfections that we've come to simply embrace as this is what I do. We all know that there are some really good things that sincerely we would love to do, and for some reason we just don't. We keep delaying and delaying. We cannot fix that. We cannot fix artificially fill that deficit of love. But that's precisely what the Holy Spirit does. He can make the difference in our lives just as he did for the disciples. The Holy Spirit, being the soul of the church, the soul of our soul, will lead us to know the right direction if we allow him freely to be part of our life, if we are aware of his presence, if we pray to him every day. If we don't ignore his presence, then we'll find the right direction. We will know how to discern God's plan, the big question of our vocation for all of us, and the daily small questions of what to do. We will have new courage, new fortitude to do what's right, to reject what's wrong. We will have new generosity to help those who suffer. And then we will be able to transform our community of faith here from a beautiful place in which we come, we can pray well and find great friends, into something even better than that. A renewed, more ardent center for evangelization, where we will go out and bring more and more people to get to know the love of God as we do. And then those wonderful stories of the early church won't feel anymore like a nice remote tale. For perhaps we've been looking at them from the wrong angle. Maybe the most impressive and important adventure that we can learn from them is not how to make miracles, which we can't, but something more simple and more decisive for us. The change from a decent, well-intentioned disciple into a courageous apostle, into a saint. That happened for them when they received the Holy Spirit. And therefore, very simple but important conclusion, therefore, this can happen for us today. If we also freely choose to receive the Holy Spirit, who is coming again to the church today. May our Blessed Mother pray for us intensely right now, so that we can be aware, hopeful, and excited for what is happening today in the church, from what could happen in each one of us, and so that we can say, yes, Holy Spirit, come to my life, and transform me into that saint you want me to be.